The Army of the Russian Federation has already lost more than 50,000 service members in the war in Ukraine. Over the past day, Ukrainian soldiers eliminated about 350 Russian invaders, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine informs. It is noted that the enemy's total combat losses from the 24th of February to the 6th of September approximately amounted to 50,150 military personnel, 2,077 tanks, 4,484 armored personnel vehicles, 1,179 artillery systems, 296 MLRS, 156 anti-aircraft systems, 236 aircraft, 207 helicopters, 876 UAVs of operational tactical level, 209 cruise missiles, 15 warships, boats, 3,305 vehicles and fuel tanks, 109 special equipment units. In addition, as informed by Yuri Inat, the spokesman for the Air Force Command of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Ukraine's Air Force shot down a Ka-52 enemy helicopter and 5 out of the 6 high-precision Russian Kha-101 missiles fired from 295 aircraft over the Caspian Sea this morning. The experts emphasize that for the entire time of its existence, the Army of the Russian Federation has never suffered such losses as in Ukraine in any war or local conflict. This is even more than all Russia's previous losses combined. Thus, the war in Ukraine became a historical event in terms of the scale of disgrace and humiliation of the Russian army. Meanwhile, the armed forces of Ukraine continue the counter-offensive that began in the south of the country on the 29th of August. Several localities have already been liberated. Artillery and aviation launch precise strikes on the places of deployment of the occupiers, enemy ammunition depots and bases. The Ukrainian troops have also advanced in Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Bohdan Marushchyk.